Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's Thunder and PT's second Tate Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Kelly, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi.
Oh, I can tell you're a little upset this morning. Can you tell us what's going on?
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's just like, that's the sound of baggage, you know, like unresolved stuff in my life.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe we can help sort some of it out. So you wrote to us about James, right? So what's going on with James?
Well, we met at a bar, and it was a birthday, my friend, and I saw him. He was so cute, and they had video games, and he asked me to play Miss Pac-Man, which I love, and then he asked for my number.
And Miss Pac-Man's still a thing.
Is that the fast one, right? Because if it's the slow one, you know what I'm talking about, where the slow, I don't play the slow one, but I only play the fast one.
I thought it gets faster as you go on. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a cute way to meet somebody, Kelly.
And he was calling me Blinky. It was so cute. He was funny. And like, I don't know. He said he probably should have let me win, but he just couldn't control like his competitiveness, I guess.
Right.
And then he asked me if he could make it up to me over dinner. So.
Well, this is all very sweet so far. So how did the dinner go?
Great. It was a cute place, and I picked it, and it wasn't fancy, but it was just romantic. And he's charming, and he asked me questions. I mean, like, he really listened, and guys don't do that, right?
No. So, what is it? I always say PT.
2 ears in one mouth.
Nope.
Oh, no, you say try more to be interested rather than interesting.
Correct.
No, it's the other way around. Nope. No, yeah, that is the way. Yeah.
So it was a good conversation, a great connection with James, yes?
Yes, totally clicked. We talked about everything, and then literally, like, I just told him kind of what I was looking for, and then he looks me in the eyes with, like, his blue eyes, and he said, like, I'm interested in a relationship too. And it blew me away, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is sounding too good to be true. Is there anything that you can think of, Kelly, that you're leaving out with this wonderful night with James? Something maybe not terrible, but something that was awkward?
Like, I've been racking my brain. Nothing. He even kissed me, walked me to my car, and he looks at me and again, and he's like, I hope I see you again soon. Text me when you get home. And so I did. And I sent him a picture of me and my cat on the couch, and I wrote home safe, thanks again, and nothing.
Dang.
All right. The case of the disappearing great date. All right. We're going to investigate a little further, Kelly. Is it all right if we call James and see what he has to say about what's going on?
Totally, yes. Thank you.
All right. I want you to hold on right there. It's Thunder and PT. This is Second Date Update. We're going to get some answers for Kelly. Hopefully lead her to a second date with James right after this on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Kelly met James at a bar, and then they exchanged numbers, went out to dinner, and here she is talking about that first date.
He even kissed me, walked me to my car, and he looks at me and again, and he's like, I hope I see you again soon. Text me when you get home. And so I did, and I sent him a picture of me and my cat on the couch, and I wrote home safe, thanks again, and nothing.
It is Second Date Update, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, James.
James. Wait, who's calling?
James, it's not a sales call. It's not spam. It's Thunder and PT. I got to tell you, we're on the radio here at 102.9 The Wolf, where we co-host the morning show. And we do a segment called Second Date Update. And if you just had a moment with us this morning, we'd like to ask you to see what's going on with you and a woman you, I think, met at a bar and went on a dinner date with named Kelly. And she asked us to see if we could find out why you haven't been in touch with her.
Kelly, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, she had a really nice time at dinner. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, she's a great girl, but we don't have a future.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, she knows why we're not a good fit.
Okay, well, we don't understand. Could you just fill us in a little bit? Could you just fill us in a little bit more on that?
Yeah, okay. So I asked her to text me when she got home, so I know she got there safely, and she sent me a picture of her and a cat, and I replied that I'm glad she got home safe, but I had to tell her, very allergic to cats.
Oh.
And she got weird really fast, texted back that she had Mr. Whiskers for 8 years, and she can't let him go for anyone.
No, I wasn't being weird. All I said was he was my snuggle bug. That wasn't weird.
What?
It wasn't weird.
Yeah, James, we got Kelly on the line with us here.
She's here with us. Kelly, you didn't tell us about the whole... James,
stick with us, buddy. Hang tight, man.
James, hold on. Are you still there, James?
I'm here.
Okay, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, you didn't tell us about the whole cat allergy thing.
I don't meet guys that I really like. There are shots you can get to stop being allergic to cats. It just... I don't know. It takes like 6 months or a year. I thought it was worth.
Did you say
it? And
did you say socks?
I just met you.
Shots.
Shots. What did you say, James?
Shots.
Look, I just met you. I mean, you want me to go to the doctor and do a whole year of shots for your cat?
No. Not for me. I mean, I've taken shots. I wasn't asking you to. I'm just putting it out there, like in the universe. You know, like. If things work
I mean,
out,
that's a lot to ask after.
No, I'm not asking you to two shots. I'm just telling you, like, it's just worth knowing that you can, that it exists out there.
Okay, let's back up.
It just seems a little bit over the top to start here, doesn't it?
But James, to meet somebody special, and there seemed to be, according to Kelly, a great connection. You would not do shots for love.
No, I don't. I'm actually not sure anymore. You know, at this point.
Okay.
But I mean, down the road.
Okay. Why? How about this? What if we focused on whether the two of you would go out on a second date? Would you do that, James?
Yes.
You don't have to go meet the cat.
I don't know. Look, I'm not sure. I'll be honest. I don't know.
I
like Kelly. It's just it's a little too complicated for me.
I would just say. To please give us a chance.
Wow.
And us, I mean like the three of us a chance.
You and James and Mr. Whiskers.
Yes.
James, no chance. James, you don't even want to go on a second date because you think that this is going to get just dragged along and eventually, ultimately, you're going to be asked to get shots and you don't want to really, you don't want to have to go through a series. It's like, you think that getting shots for Mr. Snuggles is...
Whiskers. It's Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers. Yeah. That's like getting rabies. Like, it's almost like getting a series of rabies shots.
You can also take pills, though. You wouldn't even have to do shots.
Are you sure about that? Or are you just saying that, Kelly, to get James to a second date?
Yeah, it's just a little too soon. I mean, this is going to get complicated fast for me. Yeah. You know, I don't want to basically commit to something after the first date like that, you know?
So just to bottom line, it's not about Kelly.
It's the allergies.
Would you tell her that?
Kelly, it's totally the allergies. It's not about you and, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't like animals is what you're saying?
That's not what I'm just
saying. Well, yeah. He's allergic to. I don't think you can say he does. You know, it seems like
it's
a
not
stretch.
Compatible.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's worth me going into it, but I was allergic too, but I'm not now.
But he's your animal, Kelly, and it's not James. Just James hasn't even met Mr. Snuggles.
It's not
Whiskers.
Whiskers.
I'm sorry. Whiskers.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, listen, it's a no, James. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's a no for a second date.
I think you got that one right, yeah.
Okay. All right. Kelly, I'm sorry, but that's some...
Yeah, sorry, sweetie.
That's the way it goes sometimes on
Second Date Update.
Is there anyone listening, maybe, who, you know, would like to go out on a date?
Kelly, it's not First Date Update. It's why. But if this happens to you again, you call us back and we'll put you on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.